Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
But I'm not picking the Utah Jazz to win it all. Let's just stop it.
You're already going
Let's
there.
Let's just stop it.
It's going to be that kind of day, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're Bart and Hahn. J. Will back with us.
I'm back.
Back on the Oregon Trail.
Huh? I made it. I was in a bad place yesterday.
Dysentery.
Man. I was in a bad place.
Bart had
yesterday.
Everybody getting dysentery. Like, he was going through the list, and we're like, whoa, it's too early for this.
Like, man, we down
Chris Candy joined us yesterday.
A canteen of water.
We had Greeny in here. Like, we're like, who wants to join us? Anybody?
I'm just telling you, guys, we got our second COVID shot 2 days ago. My wife is 38 weeks pregnant, so that was a hell of a ride, right? But I woke up at 12:30. In the morning, literally teeth chattering, chills for like 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Like, I woke up at 8:30 and I chimed in. I saw Bart. You were giving like your worst.
Yeah,
your worst,
something.
Worst free agent picks of all time. A Canty looked like a giant in my seat. I'm like, damn, I look that small in my seat compared to Canty.
Why'd they give him the small seat? Oh, that's my seat.
that was my day yesterday. But I'm back. We're good. I feel good, ready to go.
Man, it's
Let's
great
rock
to see
out.
You. It's great to see you. You know, we did yesterday a lot of conversation with the listeners, so we want to get that going right away. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Trade deadline day in the NBA, the news, the rumors, everything that's going to happen today. If it happens, we will tell you immediately. And, of course, Woj will join us, as he has all week, to give us the latest on what's happening on the trade front. But, Jay, last night.
Can we get a big-time trade? Can something happen today? It not be anticlimactic, please?
Well, it's a weird year, too, for it, right? Because of the short season, everything else.
Still going, Bart. Keep the drum roll going.
Yeah,
still
we're
going
to just keep waiting for this.
Burr.
But let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk is the Brooklyn Nets last night. They were going up against the best team in the league in the Utah Jazz. And what did they pull the load management on us? Kyrie's out for a bit now. KD's been out. And then all of a sudden, before the game, Steve Nash tells us James Harden's not available either. Blake Griffin's not available either. Joe Harris played 5 minutes.
Strategy.
So that was,
strategy.
I mean, if I'm Mike Breen, and I'm going all over to Salt Lake City,
I'm hot. Mike Breen is hot.
I'm calling this game, and this is like it's 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast. Everybody's like looking forward to this game, and then you find out that James Harden's not playing. None of the big three are playing, and they're down 20 in the first quarter.
Yeah,
that's.
I wait for the beginning of the game. And then I turn the game off. I'm like, oh, that game doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
and I
matter.
See the stats this morning. Like, oh, they hit 20-plus threes. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Nope.
But look, Utah is a really good team. I'm not saying they're not. But can we? This is where I just want to expedite and get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. The body of work is incredible. Mm-hmm. Are they the real deal? Potentially. But until I see it in the playoffs – I don't know if I'm a believer of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if
17-2 at home.
Yes.
Always a tough home team, Utah is. They always have been. That's historic for them. You know, historically for them, that's what it is. But I had to laugh because, like, you know, Donovan Mitchell's like, you know, we showed good fortitude in this game.
Like, what?
You beat a G League team. Like,
nobody was on the court.
Down a little bit.
They be flexing, though, too. And that's usually what you do. Like, you know, they're not going to know what it looks like to go against, you know, the big three and the matchups and all that type of stuff. So it's false confidence. And they better keep it in perspective. I understand that, listen, they just got a victory. It's not against the team that they're going to see. But listen, they're not going to see each other unless it's the championship anyway.
Exactly.
And
what's the chances they do?
Right. Just the likelihood of that.
You just dismissed it.
I did.
The look on your face tells me it's zero. The likelihood is zero.
I don't think they're ready for the prime time, man. I understand, you know, that they're the best team, but you know they're putting a lot of energy, I believe, into trying to get the best record. You know, when the good teams understand that it doesn't really matter because the matchups, it doesn't matter who they play. The Lakers aren't concerned where they're going to be seated. I don't think Brooklyn's concerned where they're going to be seated because I know they understand that the cream rises to the top and it's going to start rising to the top pretty soon. And we'll see. You know, we'll separate the men from the boys in the playoffs. And you know, I understand that it's more important for Utah to have that continuity and confidence and look at the record and feel better about themselves because of what happened to them last year. Say, hey, we're going to learn from that experience. We're going to get over the hump.
Well, they have been playing extremely well. Look, Jordan Clarkson was my sixth man of the year thus far in midseason awards, right? Donovan Mitchell, we all heard that little spat he had with Shaq, which was awkward, right?
Yeah.
But I think he's risen to the challenge. I mean, they have the pieces in place to be dangerous. But, like, you know, they couldn't have seen the Lakers in the Western Conference semifinals depending upon seedings. So, like, there's – and the question is, are the Lakers going to be healthy? What is going on with the Clippers? But like with all these other variables that are factoring in, yeah. I want to see where teams are towards the end of the season, who's healthy and who isn't.
Well, Jay Weezy, who needs to make a bigger splash or attempt at bringing in a star to get them over the hump? I always go back and take it back to my circle, right? And I always go back to the year when the Pistons brought in Rasheed Wallace and when he was just that finishing piece that put them over the top, that made them a championship contender. Who out there needs to make a move for a player that can potentially put them over the hump that we're not looking at as one of the favorites right now?
I really wish that he would be open for it. But if the Denver Nuggets found a way to use Michael Porter Jr. and other assets to get Bradley Beal, can you imagine that trio of Bradley Beal, Jamal Murray, and Nikola Jokic? Our new nickname that we've given him on our show due to our producer, the Eggman, like the Jokic, the Eggman.
I like that.
If you were to give him that star along with Jamal Murray, I think that would put Denver in that top tier conversation.
Right now, and they're sort of that team that they, like, again, they got smoked last night. Like, they're a team that's just weird
Jokic
how they
can't
have
be my,
been.
They're fifth in the Western Conference, but that's why I don't have Jokic as my MVP. And I understand that Vegas has him as the odds favorite. Mm-hmm. But I look at him like, no, you got to be top two. Yeah. Top three in your conference. I can't see that yet.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. We're showing it right now. The best odds to win NBA MVP. Now, since the injuries to Embiid and LeBron James, you have Jokic now as the favorite, -110. Then it's LeBron +550. Embiid at 600. Giannis at 650. James Harden at 900.
How is that possible?
I got Giannis fatigue.
Now, that's the question, I think, also, is that James Harden, what he's done in his 30 games with the Nets, and I've said this, and then everybody in Houston got so upset about it. They got tight when I said this, but I'm not the only one that says it. James Harden in a Nets uniform is a far more entertaining player, a more watchable player, and a completely different player than what he was in Houston, where he was more of the ISO player, where he did pass, of course, but it was off of what he was doing. A lot of the martial arts as well with him and trying to draw fouls and all the flopping that he did.
Steve Zagal.
With Brooklyn, a much different player, a facilitator, a guy that certainly, even without the other two stars in the lineup, the Nets still won because of James Harden. So with that in mind, considering where they are in the standings as well, shouldn't he be more of in the conversation for MVP? So we had Greeny on yesterday, and he was telling us about how he was going to have Charles Barkley on his show, which he did. And you know, Barkley doesn't come on a show and not say anything. He usually has something to say. And when you preface it with, I know I'm going to take a lot of heat for this, you know it's something pretty strong. So not only does he feel like James Harden should be an MVP candidate, he took it a step further when he talked to Greeny. Listen.
I know I'm going to probably get criticized for saying this. This guy might be the best basketball player in the world. I mean, he might be the best player in the world. I've always thought he was the best offensive player. He wasn't as great as Michael and Kobe. But I said a few years ago, and people laughed at me, he's the best offensive player I've ever seen. Mm. But right now, no disrespect to LeBron or Giannis or anybody, James Harden might be the best basketball player in the world, period.
Is he wrong? Is he right? Is it a crazy take?
No, it's not crazy. And look, people are going to say, well, Jay, you're a Nets fan. Yeah, where were you listening to me like 5 years ago, 6 years ago? Like 10 years before that, I was dragging the Nets all the time, always dragging the Nets. But this dude is different. Multiple 40-point triple-doubles in his resume. The fact that no player has ever won MVP after being traded in the same year. And he is going to do that. He is the most innovative one-on-one player in the history of the game. That says a lot.
Yes.
When you're talking about guys like AI, guys like, I mean, I've never seen the sidestep, the step back,
he
the strength.
He created
that
he's had. The move,
He's built damn near like Bart
Man.
On the basketball court, but has touch and can shoot from half court and can get to the free throw line whenever
Steph Curry.
Wants.
He and Steph Curry are two guys that have changed the game, would you say?
Yes, but here's what I will say about James Harden. Like, I feel like a lot of people try to emulate Steph Curry, even though Steph Curry is 6'3", 6'4", right? But that frame, it seems like it's more conducive to fans. You can't emulate James Harden. You can't have the the strength. He's 225 pounds, man. He can bulldoze through you or he can dance around you. Like, people don't have feet or the body size to play that way.
Right. I'll tell you what. I can counter that, and I will do that, and we'll do that coming up next. We also want to get your calls on this, too. Is James Harden being overlooked as an MVP candidate? Should he be? And is Charles Barkley crazy to think that right now he is the best player in the world. That is certainly a topic of conversation in the NBA right now. We love debating stuff like this. We want you to join that conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So that's coming up next. KJZ, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott with Jay Will, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So the Nets, none of their big three play last night. They get smoked in Utah, but no one seems to even care. It's not. It's just a regular season game. Put them in bubble wrap. We'll need to know about the Nets and their big three when we get to the postseason. That's when it's going to matter the most. Now, Jay, you said that James Harden is the most innovative player.
Innovative offensive player.
Right, in the league right now. Yes. And how he's impacted the game. And I don't disagree. I also mentioned Steph Curry because
He has changed the way
people shoot the three, including logo threes now, where you're seeing, you know, Trae Young, whether you're seeing Damian Lillard and others who now will pull up from places on the court that nobody ever thought to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Harden, you said that you can't, you can do that. You can do what Steph's doing, but there's things that Harden does that you can't do.
Well,
but
first of all, I didn't say you can do what Steph is doing. Not a lot of people can do what Steph is doing.
Well, you could try.
I mean, a lot of more people are going to try that.
Yes.
A lot of people can't master the footwork and the size that James has.
All right. Well, all I wanted to say was, with James Harden, however, the way he changed the game, like you said, the step back or the step over.
Yeah.
I used to think you're allowed dribble two steps to the basket. I never knew it was dribble two steps in any direction. I never knew that before. He would do it, and we'd all go, that's a travel. And they'd say, technically, no, it's not.
Not a travel.
And now everybody, when they set up a three, dribble two steps.
Well, you saw quickly do it the other day. Push off.
On the left.
One, two, three.
On the right. Yeah, that's what we're doing now, though, in the game. And he has made everybody do that, and anyone can do it. You set your feet, you shoot the three, and you create some space. So he did change the game as well.
But he's changed it too. I mean, I've seen step backs where this is probably too inside basketball talk, but where I, like, say I'm going towards my left, I push off my right foot.
Right.
He does stuff like he'll cross his right leg over his left.
Yeah.
Right? Like over. Like you're crossing your legs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then push off the right leg into a – I've never – what the hell is that?
Yeah, man.
What is that? Yeah. Well, like, is he giving me like Chris Brown footwork?
Yeah. What's that move that he was trying to put in, he was practicing a couple years ago? It was like a high step. Like that one phased out. But, yo, you can't –
it was like the one-legged jumper.
Yeah. One-legged jumpers that he tried in games and then
it's
eventually
like a mixtape.
Yeah.
It's a mixtape in real time.
But that's why he's enjoyable to watch, but he's enjoyable to watch now as a Net, because not only is it singular stuff that he still does, but his passing and his vision are just absolutely insane. All right, it's trade deadline day. We want to get you involved in the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN. We go to Toronto. T.O., the six. Colin, what's happening?
What up, T-Dot?
How you doing, boys? Thanks for taking my call. A longtime listener. I caught the first show, and I have been hooked ever since. Nice to see the guest on yesterday. Great job filling in. Jay, really happy for you and your wife. I hope everything works out and everybody stays safe. That's the most important thing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Big thing. Big Duke fan. Going back, tough to see them not in the tournament this year.
Yeah, tough year for us.
But honestly, props. They'll be back. Don't worry. Jay, don't worry. We pump the brakes. Got a good recruiting class next year. I just wanted to say a couple things before I get off and then I'll listen to your comments. One, James Harden deserves to be the MVP. The only concern I have with James Harden, and I've had it since his days in Oklahoma and all the way through his transition, he's not a two-way player. And technically, when you look at the MVP candidates over the last, say, decade,
Steph Curry,
they're two-way players. And James Harden, you know, for all of his accolades that he is as far as an offensive player, and you guys have hit the nail on the head, he has changed the game as far as what he can do with the ball and how he does it. His size, his frame, offensively, he is one of, and I agree with Charles Barkley, in the last decade, he is one of the most gifted offensive players we have ever seen. But on the defensive end,
What about Steph Curry? What about Steve Nash? Like they looked for them in the lineup. You know, they looked to get Steph Curry in the pick and roll. Like Steph Curry's not anybody that's locking anybody down. Neither was Steve Nash.
Bart, I agree with what you're saying, but they still played man to man. They played and guarded the ball. If you watch James Harden, I watched the entire Portland game the other night. And if you watch James Harden on the defensive side of the ball, to be honest with you, he just doesn't look like he's interested.
Right.
He does not look like he's interested.
We saw him lock it down last year in the playoffs.
He got a lot better last year.
I think he picks and chooses his spots, there's no doubt. But Colin, you had another point you wanted to make or a question?
I did. You know what? And I just want to say, again, this is about the trade deadline. You know, Kyle Lowry has been in this city and Toronto for the last, 8 to 10 years. I can't remember the exact trade deadline. If he leaves today, a heartfelt thank you, Mr. Lowry. That man has put Vince Carter started the movement. Kyle Lowry has finished it. God bless that man. He has been everything to this city. He has made and put Toronto on the map as far as a basketball nation. I cannot say enough about that man. He plays with heart. And you know what? For a team and a country that was new to the game, not myself. Again, I've been a fan from the get-go. Back in the days of Johnny Dawkins is when I started watching Duke. You know, for Kyle Lowry to come in and show what the game means and play with that heart, if he's done, God bless that man. God bless that man. And thank you for the years you've been here.
Respect, Colin.
Thanks, Colin. Colin, that's well said by you. Thank you. And Kyle Lowry, yesterday played with the Raptors. The Raptors get the win again at Denver. I mean, again, what is going on in Denver? Raptors have been awful. But let's give you Straight Talk, by Straight Talk Wireless. Here's Lowry after the game talking about whether or not it is his final game as a Raptor.
At the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. And you can't control everything, in some situations you can. But everything, every decision that has happened that I have had a, choice in doing, it's worked out for me very well. Everything will be fine. At the end of the day, everything will be fine no matter what happens.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Could be the final game. He could be traded today. A couple of destinations to keep an eye on: Miami, Philadelphia, maybe even the Clippers.
Look, Kyle Lowry wants to win another championship. And the one thing I respect about Kyle Lowry is he's always a first-class individual. Even when they had that situation with a couple of owners that came out and said some difficult remarks a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. him and I were literally DMing back and forth about the whole scenario. And I think regardless of whether he leaves or not, he'll probably leave. Masai Ujiri will bring Kyle Lowry back so he can retire as a Toronto Raptor, have his number retired as well. And, I mean, look, he's indebted to that community. Drake FaceTimed him yesterday during the press conference, right? That goes to show you how much that community, hearing guys like Colin from Toronto, a caller that just called in, that's how much T-Dot loves him.
Yeah.
Loves him.
And that's the thing. Whenever an athlete leaves and you can't remember where he was before, he embodies and embraces, what it is to be a Raptor. And I think, he did it the right way, right? He trained his replacement, right? I got to go, but what he's done for Van Fleet to really make him step his game up and let him know that it was possible for him to become a star. It doesn't matter how you come in this league, it's how you leave it.
All right, so Draymond Green, by the way, when we talk about players who have had impact on their franchises, he says he's the best defensive player in NBA history.
Come on, son.
But does he crack Jay's round ball rankings?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two,
Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
That is Bart Scott.
Oh, this is a good song. I am Bart. Hey.
Jay Will with us, KJZ.
Hey, Namdi's a great actor, though. That was a great movie he did.
That was a big time.
Omnidestrous.
Omnidestrous.
That's one of the – that's in the dinosaur family, I believe, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like T-Rex, all T-Rex, omnidestrous. See, I can scratch with this one and that one.
But it's a little – it's like a little chihuahua bark. Yeah,
exactly. Yo, for real. Matter of fact, hold up. Tannenbaum. We have Tannenbaum on the show all the damn time.
Uh-oh.
He never gave me my rebate back. If we didn't get him, I gave money back. He never gave my money back.
You never got your rebate?
Yeah, he up, man. You know what? I'm going to cash that
ticket
in.
You text him right now.
No. Woody, Chris, have my money. I'm coming looking for you. You know where I know you live, Woody Johnson.
I'm so glad you guys went to a single shot when Bart had to address the camera. That's right, Bart.
I forgot. I'll pull
get your
up.
Money.
Listen, I told you. Like, I'll pull up the same way these habitual line steppers on these internets, IP addresses. I know where Woody lives.
They try to get me with that all the time where you give somebody $20 and be like, oh, this is what the price is. Try to shortchange you 5 cents. I'm like, yo, you owe me $0.05. Don't shortchange me my money. I got the calculator out.
We don't round up. Why are we rounding up around here? Right, exactly.
Yeah, they never.
They
never think you're going to mail that rebate in. Woody, I'm going to mail this in, bro. I need that.
There's something about guys from Michigan, I think, in this the amount of brashness that comes with it. There's Bart wanting to get his rebate from 10 years ago, and then there's, of course, Draymond Green.
With interest.
Why'd you wait so long, though?
It just hit you.
See, that's an athlete problem. Y'all been hit too many times. It just clicked 10 years later.
I gave money back.
He just remembered.
And we got Antonio Cromartie, and now he was cheaper than 90.
Bart, you're a defensive player. You're a defensive-minded guy. Draymond Green, also a defensive player. You both are from Michigan. There's something in the water there. There's something going on in Michigan.
We know what's in the water. Let's not go down that.
That was probably a poor choice of words on my part, and I apologize. Well, Draymond Green believes he is the best defender, not just in the league today, not just maybe in this era. He thinks in of all time. Take a listen to what he said on Dubs Talk, NBC Sports Bay Area.
I think I'm the best defender to ever play this game in NBA.
Do you?
That's my 100%. That's my opinion. I also think I view the game a lot differently than most people view the games. I think I just see it from a different perspective. I think when you look at the things that make a great defender, reaction time, toughness, being able to see the picture long before it develops, and most importantly, in order to finish a defensive possession, you got to rebound. And I think I rebound well. And so, when I look at all the facets that make up the defensive side of the ball, I think I'm great in every facet that makes up that side of the ball. And so I think I'm the best defender to ever play in the NBA. And I stand by that. I'll put myself up against anyone.
Let me explain real quick. That's Draymond Green's superpower.
Yeah, that's his alter ego.
He believes in himself to a point that is not realistic, but that's how he's overachieved. The answer to that question is hell no, though. Hell no. Now, one of the greatest trash talkers of all time?
Mm-hmm.
We should come up with that list tomorrow.
I like that list.
Like I think
a lot
he's
of
on that list
on that
now.
List. A lot of Michigan
he's
people.
On that list. But if you want my real list, Alan, for top defenders in NBA history.
We go Jay's round ball rankings?
Let's do some round ball rankings
I like
here.
It. I like it. Top defenders in NBA history.
Top defenders in NBA history. Here we go.
Take a sip.
Number five. Jay's Rumble Rankings brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor today.
Jeez,
ask 877 Ask Dell. Take it away.
Let's go, Dell. Let's get this thing started. Number five, the Worm. Swiggle, swiggle, swiggle.
He's number five.
Yes, the Worm is number five. And I'm talking about the defensive catalyst for the Pistons, the bad boys.
Yes.
I know, Bart.
Yeah, not the Bulls. Not the Bulls, the Pistons.
The Pistons, yes. Don't get Carl Thomas on me emotional. It's okay. Look, he battled against several all-time great forwards, power forwards, however you want to categorize these guys, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Sean Kemp, back-to-back defensive player of the year, 1990, 1991, all defensive team seven times. Now, I got to tell y'all, I hear some incredible stories about him wanting to box people out, telling him where he was going to box people out, mm-hmm. and telling them he was going to enjoy it while he boxed him out. Mm. The psychological warfare here was on next level by number five.
Put your pelvis on.
Yeah. Oh, so awkward. Phrasing. But that's what he did.
Yes.
That's number five. Here we go. Next up.
Number four.
No, 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 no.
Not today.
Not today. You've seen the commercials. You've seen the finger swagging. His point, I mean, Dikembe Mutombo. Come on, Mutombo. I mean, the most menacing shot blocker throughout his career in the history. Led the NBA in blocks for three straight seasons. Three straight seasons, Bart. Second all time on the block shots list. One of two players in league history to claim defensive player of the year four times. The sides, the frame, the movement of his feet. I give him a lot of credit for this. People don't say how good he was with the feet. I mean, I don't know if that's a soccer thing that he did growing up, but his feet were incredible. The footwork was next level.
Love it.
Number three.
Number three.
University of Central Arkansas. What?
Where?
My University
cousin. Wait, directional school.
My cousin?
Arkansas?
They're related.
Your cousin?
You know that, right?
What? Scottie you guys Pippen. Are related?
Yes.
You and Scottie Pippen are related?
My maiden name, family maiden name is P-I-P-P-E-N.
I never knew this. Can we call him on the show? Can we bring him on the show because you guys are related?
I ain't never talked to him.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes.
We'll leave that at that. We have to have Maury Povich in here.
Can I also tell you that who was the father?
Are you cousins? The test says.
And now we're Cyril.
Sorry.
Not only played for University of Central Arkansas, did you know he was also their team manager when he first started?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That is
he
the
was
story.
Their team.
He grew.
He manager, grew 7 inches. Never named defensive player of the year in the league.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Never named defensive player of the year in the league. Made Michael Jordan better. You know all the championships that he won. But I will also tell you this. I mean, this guy, all defensive first team, 7 times. Mm. 7 times. 7'3 wingspan, everywhere you needed him to be, did all the dirty work. Bulls did him dirty sometimes with this contract.
But sometimes.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not throwing shade on Jerry Reinsdorf. He's my guy. We all live and we learn. But still.
His agent didn't help me either. That's really where it started early on.
MJ should have helped them too. MJ, put your people on. It's a whole other story.
Okay. Get back on the
track.
That's
number three. Let's get back on the track. Respect the Scottie Pippen and the family love. Where's Maury when you need him now?
Everybody in my family got that nose.
All right.
All right. Who's
next?
Man, if Scottie Pippen and the worm are off this list already, and Dikembe, who's at the top?
Number two.
Sometimes I dream. Nope, not that one. Mm-hmm. Hakeem Ooh. The Dream. Ooh. Olajuwon. Hakeem a dream, Elijah one. 2-time defensive player of the year, one of only 4 players in NBA history to record a quadruple double.
Damn.
10 blocks multiple times. Y'all can't see the picture. I mean, but Hakeem was everywhere. Led the league in block shots 3 times over a 4-year span, and he's the NBA all-time blocks leader. Wow. I mean, we know about him as the footwork. We know about him as the soft touch around the rim. The
dream shake.
Yeah. That shake, just the shoulders.
Put it on him.
Just mixing stuff up in the bowl of juices.
Put him in the blender.
I mean, that's what he did. But the defensive tenacity was at a different level.
Yeah.
And people don't understand, he was the backbone of those Houston Rockets teams defensively. Yeah. He's the reason why they were always next level.
So
that's number two.
Who's number one? Did we jump?
Number one.
We're paying homage, man. Pay homage. Bill Russell.
Yes. Legend.
Bill Russell. It might be hard for you to get on board with this, but he was a defensive artiste.
Ah.
A defensive artiste. Picasso. The league didn't start recording block shots as an official stat until 1973-74. My man had already been in the league for a very long time, and already that's his signature thing. Now, I know people are going to say, well, look who he was playing against. He was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
He was a pioneer. He blazed the path. We're not talking about all the other things that Bill Russell has done, because I can go on for days about how he's really been one of these staples.
Nobody ever catches
of where
his
we
championships.
Are. Exactly. I mean, he was the player coach on teams as well.
Tree Rollins.
But defensively, 11-time NBA champion, 12-time All-Star, but defensively, living
legend.
No doubt.
Living legend. The thing, put respect on his name. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you put him number one. Because people have to understand what he was all about as a player. And it wasn't just, you know, we see a lot of the highlights. It's him just scoring around the basket. I mean, the athleticism that he had for his size in that era. Yeah. People have to understand, in that era, you didn't see someone that size with that type of athleticism. He had it. Yeah. But what he did that was remarkable, that became something that a lot of players later on it would start to emulate, is that when he blocked a shot, he kept it in play.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Like, this guy's not blocking it and it just goes out of bounds, or blocks it and tips it away. He would block it and keep it and then start the break. Yeah. At 6'9", 6'10", by himself.
Yeah. You know,
when you saw that coming down the court at you, you're like,
get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's a freight train.
That's like an avatar. Yeah.
He was not only the stopper, the defensive stopper, he was also part of the break that turned the turnover or the defense into points. Yeah. And that's what made him such a remarkable player. And one of the great all-around players of all time in NBA history, and he never gets credit for that. Great passer, great scorer, great defender.
He's the Deacon Jones of basketball, right? Because they didn't keep sacks for football. So, like, I would hope that somebody can go back and go through all the film that's available and be able to move his stats up and go back and get his blocks, because I think, you know, it's appropriate. We can do that. You know, but, Jay, I love you. And listen, you forgot more basketball than I will ever know.
Who do I miss? Who did I miss?
Come on, man. I'm from the D, man. Hey, where's Ben Wallace up in this thing, son?
Ben Wallace is right there in the cup for me. It was hard. I'm with you on.
Like, do you have honorable mention? If you had honorable mention,
Ben Wallace would be on honorable mention.
The glove, Gary
Payton. The glove, GP would be on there.
Right.
Michael would be on
Michael
there for
Jordan.
Sure. MJ would be on there. And we can do an honorable mention list.
Okay, yeah, honorable
mention. Ben Wallace is right there. It was just, going through it last night, and there were so many incredible names.
If Warmer's five, then that's a tough list to crack.
I know. I hear you. But,
I noticed Draymond is not on that list.
Can I go back to something about Draymond?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think Ben Simmons is a better defensive player than Draymond.
Is Clay?
I think Clay's a better defensive player than Draymond.
Iggy?
I think Kawhi Leonard is a better defensive player than Draymond. I think Rudy Gobert is a better defensive player than Draymond. So I hear what Draymond's saying. He definitely gets the most out of his ability. Yeah. And his ability to think the game is next level. But I don't see him as being the best defensive player in today's game, yet alone in the history of the game.
He just erased your smile break, Cole. You can't get your grill fixed on him now no more.
But it's love, because this is what makes Draymond.
But think about this, right? He's a guy that's an undersized big who got $100 million for effort.
Exactly.
Effort and intelligence.
Effort's a skill.
Effort and intelligence. Those are the two things. Because basketball skill, if you ever seen him shoot, you're going to – That's gross, right? When he shoots the basketball, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
He's not a great anything with the basketball. But without the basketball, he's high motor and high IQ.
He has a great IQ, one of the best IQs in the game today.
I don't know why when Allen acted like he's about to throw up, it made me think about Bruce Bowens. I don't understand why. But, you know, Bruce Bowens
another player that you also consider a guy that they changed rules as well.
Not born, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 888 say ESPN. We got
Scottie
a couple of
Pippen's your family member?
Yeah, how about that? Let's grab a call or two here. As the trade deadline's coming later on today, Allen, Wisconsin, though, has beef with Bart. Here we go. It's early. Let's get into it.
It's too early for beef, man. Let me drink some caffeine because I can get ready for this.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What's up, Al?
First of all, you all do a wonderful job. And, Jay, you also let him know my heartfelt condolences to our guy, Keisha.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that, man.
And you said something earlier. And I got to get this out. I've been pretty patient and waited. Pump the brakes on the Nets, please, for this reason. We have a team that has gotten together, just like how LeBron got together with Bosh and Wade. We have a team that has not established anything together as winners within themselves other than individual talent. We've bypassed Philly. We've bypassed Milwaukee. And we've automatically crown them waiting for everybody to be healthy. Once these guys get to playing together, we do not know under crunch time if they're going to share, if egos are going to take over. We don't know.
Wait, Al, can I interrupt you for a second? Do we know in crunch time if Giannis has the ability to close things out in the Eastern Conference? Because I haven't seen that before. Do you know that for a fact?
Okay, this is what we do know. That's not going to be the issue in Milwaukee. He is changed some of his inside game.
Oh,
he's
come on.
Not going
Ow.
To be the per-
Ow.
Not going
Ow.
To be-
Ow. I only have things to reference on that I've seen over the years. Yes, Milwaukee is playing better, and I like the addition of Jrue Holiday when he's healthy. But you can't tell me that's not a main concern. The scouting report is out when you see the Bucks in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Like, until they can beat that, that has to be a formidable way of a worry for you, is it not?
Be the go-to person. See, when you begin to really play team ball and you take away the ball from Giannis and you don't have a team that has to just mandate who is the go-to person, then you open up options. And they have found out that the things that Giannis can't do, we're not going to try to make them do. Mm-hmm. Let's surround ourselves with a team that they will not know who it would be that they will have to hold down. Now, that doesn't mean that that will work, but I'm much more confident in a different type of playoff play from the Bucks, as well as I am with a tested Philadelphia. And I think those are going to be the two teams that you have to look at opposed to the Nets. I really don't think the Nets are going to make the Eastern Conference Finals at all.
Wow.
Al, I'll tell you what, if that does happen, that will certainly be a story. And we'll welcome you to call back.
Yeah, please.
To discuss that.
Now. I respect
right.
you.
Just understand, in the seven games that the big three of the Nets have played together, they're 5-2. That we do know. We also know that when Kyrie and James are on the floor together at the same time, they had won 15 of 17 games. So we've seen the success already, and we've also seen them share the basketball. But he's right. Playoff time,
different animal. It could be different.
We shall see, no doubt about it. We appreciate the calls. Keep them coming. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Let's go from A to Z.
From A to Z.
Good snap. Hey. I don't know how you snap. My hand's too greasy for that.
You got so much lotion, man. You got extra lotion.
KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hom, Bart Scott in with Jay Will. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So how about this story? Justin Herron, the Patriots tackle.
Yep.
So he's being hailed as a hero by police for helping stop a sexual assault. Imagine this. So he's – the Tempe, Arizona Police Department is honoring Herron, who – helped stop an assault in a local park 4 days ago.
Wow.
Police said a 30-year-old suspect was seen Saturday pushing a 71-year-old retired teacher to the ground while attempting to remove her pants. That's when Herron and his second man, Murray Rogers, intervened. Yeah. Now, Heron's a 2020 sixth-round pick from Wake Forest. He played 12 games last season, started six, and he's been training in Arizona. Can you imagine if a 300-pound tackle just shows up when you're trying to
you're doing something criminal?
No, I mean... No. Right place, right time, yes. And he does the right thing, and he's a hero for it.
I'm glad stories like this get out because we see so many other negative stories, but it's guys that do tremendous things and guys that put themselves in harm's way to do what's right. I mean, you know, when you see somebody like that, you see your grandmother, you see your mother, you hope that somebody will intervene and step in. Too often, sometimes people say, it isn't our business.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad that he stepped in, man. I'm sure that that lady is grateful and her family is grateful as well.
Well, respect, I mean, with that size and that frame, I'm probably stepping in too. If you're a smaller guy, you're like, I want to help.
Let me help by 911.
But I respect that.
But sometimes your instincts kick in, and they certainly did for him as a protector, and that's what he did. And what a story that is. So a good story there. Not a great one here, though, in the NHL. So an NHL official has now been removed after he made this remark that was caught on a hot mic. So this is Tim Peel, a longtime NHL official who was going to retire this season. A hot mic caught him during Tuesday night's Predators Red Wings game talking about a penalty that he kind of already – he anticipated calling or wanted to call. See if you can listen closely. That hot mic picked up him saying it or admitting it.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early. He was determined to do it. It was actually a dive. It looked like a dive. He calls it anyway. It didn't factor in the game at all. But the point is, him saying it, being caught saying it, is a major issue. And the league basically said, okay, he's done. He was going to retire, but he's done. Emily Kaplan, that's ESPN crazy. NHL reporter on SportsCenter, talked about the reaction to the firing of Tim Peel after it from around the league.
Matt Duchene of the Predators basically came out and said today, there's no place for this in our game. Though I got a lot of players and coaches saying that they thought the punishment was a little harsh and they were defending Tim Peel. One player even told me that game management or makeup calls are commonplace in the NHL. Tim Peel just happened to get caught. Now, the NHL does not allow its officials to talk to pool reporters after game, and that can allow to a lack of accountability and also an air of mystery. A couple years ago, I was able to write a story about officials. It was a big deal to get it approved by the NHL, and I'm surprised to find that a lot of these guys would welcome the opportunity to talk to fans and explain themselves and also show that they are human. I'll end you with this. Talking to folks around the league today, it does not sound like the NHL has any appetite to change its officiating program.
What do you think of the idea of the makeup call that seems to exist? Again, Tim Peel has been a referee in the NHL since 1999. I was covering the league back then. I know Tim Peel. Yeah. He's been there a long time. It's like that unwritten thing that nobody talks. Well, it's a makeup call.
Of course.
Two things. Number one, I think all refs should be mic'd because I want to hear conversations that happen in real time.
Interesting.
I also think that refs should do post-game pressers to explain themselves for a couple of calls that maybe they didn't have to explain themselves before in the game. As it relates to no calls or things of that sort, Bart, you and I know this about makeup calls. This has always been the case.
Of course.
He just got caught because he was stupid enough to say it with a live mic on, but refs always do this if there's beef.
It was a mic. It was a mic. He wasn't mic'd up. It was a mic that was off the rink that just happened
to catch it. Right.
See, but that's crazy, though, man, because you think about, like, when teams are testy, this is a rivalry game, like, especially when it used to be, like, the Ravens against the Steelers, they knew what time it was. They're like, listen, let's get this game under control now because it can go off the rails. Max. And so if they start pushing and start talking, throw an early flag to let them know we ain't going for this game because I ain't getting in between these big
dudes. Yeah, that's a lot different.
And people swinging.
But I've always felt like this. In the NHL, not as much, but in the NBA, I always felt like there's momentum officiating. That sometimes even the officials get caught up
in the
momentum of a game or whatnot.
Sure.
It is human, but that's part of the human element. But here's a story that certainly caught everybody's
Let's
attention.
Let's get a GoFundMe for him.
Another story catching everybody's attention. Tom Brady, did he make the Bucs the new Patriots? We'll talk about that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.